reciprocal lattice vectors.
And if you know them, you can use these formulas, which is kind of the inverse of the formulas I presented before. Before I showed you how to generate the reciprocal primitive lattice vectors from the real space primitive lattice vectors. But you can go the other way as well. If, from the X-ray diffraction experiment, you have determined the primitive lattice vectors in reciprocal space, you can use these formulas and find out what the primitive lattice vectors are in real space. And if you know the primitive lattice vectors, you can construct the real space Bravais lattice. And that tells you which kind of crystal you have. It doesn't tell you yet how the atoms are arranged in the crystal, but it tells you what the Bravais lattice is of the crystal.
And now, from here, what we'll have to do is figure out what the basis is.
So in the real space, the basis gets repeated on the Bravais lattice. And now we found the Bravais lattice because every real space vector is just some integer n1 times a1 plus n2 times a2 plus n3 times a3. So t is a position of one of the Bravais lattice points, and it can be constructed by putting integers in front of these primitive lattice vectors in the primitive lattice vectors in real space. The volume of the primitive unit cell is given by this product, and we can calculate that knowing A1, A2, and A3.
And that will help us figure out how many atoms could there be in the primitive unit cell. If the volume is very small, then you can see maybe only one atom is going to fit in. But if it's very big, then you know there must be more atoms, because we know about how far apart atoms are in solids. It's one angstrom or two angstroms, about that
size. So you know what Bravais lattice is, and you can guess what the
you know quite exactly, actually, what the volume is, and then you can guess how many atoms would fit in there. You know it must be an integer number of atoms. You can also take the density of the crystal, measure the density of the crystal, and very often you have some idea of the chemical composition. You can do a chemical test, and it will tell you there's 30% oxygen and 70% silicon or something like that. I don't think there is a crystal like that, but you know what I mean. You can find out from a chemical analysis about what's the concentration of the different elements in the sample. And knowing that, and how many atoms there must be, or there probably are in the basis,
you can figure out which atoms are in the basis.
Okay, so by looking at this diffraction pattern, you can determine a lot.